Welcome to The People vs. Ryan Murphy. I'm Marin.
And I'm Natalie.
Today we're talking about episode 9, the season finale of Versace, called Alone. So let's get started.
We did it.
We got here. We did it.
We are here.
How do we feel?
Mixed.
Ooh, meh? Mixed?
Not meh.
Okay,
mixed.
But mixed. Okay, before we get into it, should we do a little bit of hot goss that's really more like stalling goss?
Yeah, it's more like disappointing gossip.
Confusing, but direct from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. So Ryan Murphy did an interview with Entertainment Weekly.
Thank you.
And they ask the hard questions.
Yeah.
They're like, what's up? When's Katrina coming out? When's that feud coming out?
What you doing, Ryan?
And he's like, I don't know.
I'm going to Netflix, bitches.
Yeah, honestly, Katrina's, his answer starts with, I don't quite know.
So it's a mess. But he's shooting Pose right now, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's coming.
That's like actually happening.
Project. Yeah.
There was a longer promo for it last night, if you watched live.
I did not. So sorry.
It looks very good.
And what about this Princess Diana? I need to know.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like he's just trying to balance this Netflix, going to Netflix, ending Fox.
Right.
Or maybe if he should, try to move feud over to Netflix, seeing what he can make and break.
I know, because I feel like Fox owns the rights to all of that stuff, and so he has to be sort of cautious. But, do you think there's a world where any of this stuff just totally falls apart? Like, he's done with all of it?
Katrina, I think,
could fall apart.
Because it's already... But it's like, this is the second time around.
I know.
They're redoing it.
It's been a hot mess.
Yeah.
I just don't think they can get the story right, which is a big problem.
And also, feud and American Crime Story seem to alternate.
Yes.
So I would assume that next February, March, we're going to get feud.
Interesting.
And then the following year would be a crime story. But now with him trying to do both, I don't know. Because there's also Horror Story creeping
in. There's also Horror Story. And then Netflix is going to be like, we need something new.
Yeah.
Ryan. Whew, man's busy. He's got stuff to do.
I think he's finally getting a little overwhelmed, like how we imagine he is.
Yeah. I mean, because you have 7 shows. Like, weird. Wonder why you're overwhelmed. Okay.
Do you need some help?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is me raising my hand. Here for you. Shall we get into our episode recap?
All right. The finale.
Finale. Here we are again. July 15th, 1997. Andrew kills Versace and then breaks into a houseboat. There, he learns the whole world knows he's the suspect. He seems to get high off the fame. It was icky. I didn't like it.
Meanwhile, the FBI go to see Marilyn Miglin in Tampa. They inform her of the murder, and she chastised them for doing a terrible job.
Terrible.
She's got work to do.
Terrible job. The FBI go to see Andrew's mother. It's a media circus, and Andrew watches it all on TV. He also sees Lizzie read a statement pleading with him to end this peacefully.
Did happen. We talked about it.
We talked about it.
Getting desperate, Andrew calls Modesto in the Philippines. His father vows to come help him, but instead gives a televised interview.
Like a dick.
Andrew's completely alone.
Antonio is also feeling alone. He's not mentioned during the funeral, and Donatella kicks him out, leaving him homeless.
Andrew's hiding place is discovered, and the police and FBI have him surrounded. They cut the power and fill the house with smoke. Andrew kills himself before the police find him. As soon as he pulls the trigger, we see Andrew and Versace. Gianni rebuffs his advances, telling Andrew he hopes to inspire him.
Andrew's body is wheeled away, and Marilyn Miglin is informed of his death. She started receiving letters about Lee, strangers telling her he helped them or paid their bills. She's overwhelmed.
In the final scenes, Donatella is overcome with emotion. Antonio attempts suicide, and Gianni is laid to rest. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot, yet there were some slow moments still.
Yes. What were your thoughts about Marilyn Miglin coming back in the mix?
Excited.
Was pretty excited.
She didn't need to be.
Didn't need to be there at all. But I appreciated that we got to see a lot of our guest characters again.
I think I wanted to see... Finn Whitrock come back.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted a little bit of everybody if we were going to get her.
Yeah, because it's like we got Ronnie, too, and that was such an odd kind of choice. So what did you say about this episode?
I said good, too. I thought it was a pretty good wrap-up. Conclusion.
Yes.
Balance of finale, the finale, or premiere. I think the premiere was much stronger.
I agree.
But I liked it, and the people love it.
Tell me more. I need to
know. Tell me more. Was it love at first sight?
Like, did he have a car?
Okay. William Same. What a great ending for an amazing season. Loved the relationship between the characters and the personalities. Betrayal, giving up, achievement, regret, love. Fabrizio, this season has been not what I expected at all.
Interesting.
But it was really amazing. I'm really moved by this story. Hmm. And it's a photo of Donatella at the end when she looks up into that mirror and she's, looks like distorted.
Well, it's like she's in the Medusa hat.
Yes, she's,
like
she's in the Medusa hat. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite shots of the entire show.
It was pretty amazing, actually.
So good. Mm-hmm. L, this show was like a dope-ass drug adventure about fashion, art, crime, love, passion, betrayal, depression, disappointment, and sacrifice. Thank you, American Crime Story. Gabrielle P16. I was hoping at the end of the episode to show the actors' real-life photos like they did in season one, which they also did in Feud.
Yes. That's what I was expecting too. When there was like the ending screen of kind of like how they took their, you know, creative mm-hmm. license or whatever. I was like, oh, great. Now we're going to see the side by sides. And then we didn't.
Maybe they didn't because they took too much creative license with this series.
Interesting.
The others, I feel like, are a little more accurate. I mean, obviously Feud, there were some weird dreams, but.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very interesting.
You've just met a girl named Maria. Amazing performances by these actors. Could have honestly kept watching more episodes. Hmm. Alisa, now, thanks to Ryan Murphy, Andrew Cunanan is unforgettable as a sick fucking monster, a killer, and a loser. And Gianni Versace is still alive, though his beloved sister is still alive through his beloved sister, disfigured by surgery.
Ooh,
a little harsh there. Which is only a caricature of the beauty he loves so much. A sad story that tells the importance of appearances and success in our sick society.
Interesting.
I like that one.
I like that too.
Ekim, I will never forget the season. It was touching. Extremely good cinematography. My eyes deserved it. I miss this amazing cast already. Pulsive, everything about this season is so powerful. Darren Criss's performance deserved to be in the Emmy spotlight. The cinematography is carefully and accurately treated on every episode and a gift for our sight. And the entire musical score is so majestic and the whole drama itself. I'm so proud of this show.
Ooh, Pulsive.
Drashi, wow, this was kind of meh.
Oh, opposite.
Yeah, I wanted more Donatella and Antonio, and it felt too much like they were trying to redeem or at least excuse Andrew. We get it. He had a horrible family life and was lonely, confused, and lost. That might explain why he did what he did, yet he fucking killed 5 people. At least 3 of them were not random. I appreciated Ronnie's speech, though. Still doesn't excuse all the killing. At least Judith Light was amazing, as always. At least.
But, like, mixed reactions, for sure. And I think that criticism is fair. I do think we wouldn't feel this way if it was, like, 7 episodes. I think if
That's all we wanted.
Right, no, but if the pacing was a little bit faster, I think people would have been like, okay. It's just there were a couple of extra episodes or a couple of extra storylines that maybe we didn't need in the long run.
Yeah, I think I would have liked it. I mean, we said this pretty much every week, if it were shorter.
Yeah.
But it would move quicker.
A little quickie.
And I think it would just excite us more.
Completely.
We'd be like, what's going to happen next? Where is this going? I can't keep up. It's so crazy. Whereas this one, it's like a lot of downtime.
Particularly because Andrew Cunanan seems to be sort of like an interesting, excitable, like sort of attention-seeking character. And there were a lot of like slow sort of episodes that really just like didn't jive with who he was as a person. However, multiple people said it. The cinematography was insane.
Beautiful.
Like this show looked beautiful.
Yeah.
The whole time. Every scene I was like, uh-huh. Also, do I want to live in a houseboat? Don't know. Okay.
The answer is no.
We have to talk more about Darren Criss, though.
Luana, this series was definitely amazing. Darren Criss deserves an Emmy for his portrayal of Andrew. He played crazy like no other. He took it to another level. In my opinion, he was the star of the series.
Yes.
M. The Emmys, Critics' Choice, Golden Globes, SAG better be thrown to Darren Criss this season. There is no role on television like this, and no one else who could have played this role so brilliantly. A total performance of a lifetime.
I agree.
Morale? Was it just me, or you didn't want him to die either? Darren Criss was so adorable in this series.
Nope.
No one could play any better.
So sorry, Morale, I disagree with you. I did want him to die.
I wanted
the character to die, but Darren Criss's performance was masterful.
So many, 90% of the comments are about Darren Criss.
I'm sure.
And the show needing Emmys.
I will say, though, they do a good job of Seed of Doubting You, where you are like, well, I kind of understand he had this, terrible relationship with his family. And, like, what Ronnie said about, like, you can't find a gay, so you're going to blame a gay. And it was just like, maybe they weren't searching as hard as they could for him. Like, Marilyn Miglin was saying, like, what has he been doing for the last 2 months? And they don't know. And he's in the FBI top 10 most wanted list. Like, it's incomparable. Like, it's just how it's unconscionable. Like, what happened? None of these people had to die. And you start to wonder, it's like, were they not looking for him so hard because he had killed a couple of gay guys? Mm-hmm. And, like, he was seemingly gay. Like, what is the story there? And then it really took Versace dying for them to actually, like, put the pressure on.
Yeah, fame.
Tragic.
Marina, VP16. To everyone saying that the title should have been The Murders of Andrew Cunanan, no, it should not. That's the most genius part. Think of it as you think of the last scene with Andrew's burial place being forgotten. It's the last irony. A man whose only ambition was to stand out is erased even from the title of his own series. A masterful movement, if you ask me.
Interesting. I like that.
I really like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bit like how Ron Goldman's a footnote in his own
murder.
That's
what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm. So sad. Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, speaks of that. Kat, Gianni Versace, eternalized in his work and legacy as well as his tragic demise, a name to be remembered by, rightfully forgotten. Now, if only the former could be said about every other victim of this tragedy.
It's true.
That's a Ron Goldman situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, I was glad that they talked a little bit about Jeff Trail and David Madsen in the thing, and I thought the interview that David's dad gave was, quite interesting, and in how he was like, I'm sure David was trying to, find, like, the right in this, and, like, that's why he was with him, and, like, he was trying to kind of, like, I don't know. I just thought that whole part of what was great, and that people were blaming David. They thought he was an accomplice.
And he wasn't.
He was not.
A Lawrence L., this interrogation scene and everything Ronnie said about Andrew and the situation they were in during that period of time, in terms of acceptance, summed up the entire season. A brilliant season with well-suited cast.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Some Ricky Martin comments.
Tragic.
Leany, the way they treated my man Ricky Martin was not right. All he wanted was some love and attention, but they treated him like a whole side chick trying to get child support.
Mm-hmm.
The Freak Cat, the most unexpected thing of the show for me is Ricky Martin acting is fucking great. Hello. Honestly, surprised me too. I don't think we got enough of him.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think I would have liked maybe an episode focused on him.
Right.
If we're having 10 episodes.
Right. If they how did they get to, mm-hmm. more about their relationship? How did it become, the way that it was? Like, obviously we saw some different things in terms of Antonio's behavior early on, but I don't know. It was very cutthroat of Donatella to be like, bye, bitch. Get out of here. But also learned a lot about Gianni. Had a spending problem.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
No. Girl Geek, I'm sorry, but that TV did not deserve that.
When he shot it?
Yeah. Anyone who shoots a TV can just get out.
I was very fascinated by the projector. Like, how did he connect that to the cable?
I
or
want
was it.
It
already connected?
I don't care how bulky it is. I wanted it.
I have a friend whose their family had the one that, like, came down from the ceiling.
They were rich?
Yeah, they were. Okay. But so fancy. Very cool.
Last comment. Andre, come on. How many times did he go outside just wearing a cap and nobody recognized him? Ronnie wasn't lying. Andrew wasn't hiding. He sort of wanted to be found.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that. And also, like, what are the chances that the person who lives in this houseboat are the same size as you?
Yeah. You're wearing full pastel.
Full pastel.
With matching hat, too.
Also, with a Versace eyeglass. Like, come on. We have to be that on the nose?
So suspicious.
So suspicious. Okay. How can we tear this episode apart?
There's a lot of little things, you know?
Okay.
Getting nitpicky, I think.
All right.
So there's no proof Andrew in those hot pastel looks talked to someone for directions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But in the 8-day search, police received hundreds of calls of sightings from all across the country.
I'm sure.
So they were just, you know, taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
However, he did use that name, Kurt DeMars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he stole a license with that name.
That poor guy.
Oh, I know. You have what? You were just like grocery shopping one day, lost your wallet.
Somebody just pickpocketed you? Terrible.
Authorities did warn the public that Cunanan might be masquerading as a woman because of the hair clippers and hair dye that were found in the hotel room. They mocked up that photo on his wanted poster.
Yes.
Which did not happen in real life, but they mocked it up for the show.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The houseboat was made to look exactly like the one he crashed in. So maybe it is your dream home.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe I can.
I don't think I could, like, rough waters one night. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're, like, in a canal.
But you're walking in your kitchen. It just seems, I don't know.
I don't know. You're kind of, like, insulated from, like, the main ocean current.
It could sink.
It could sink.
But, I mean, sinkholes.
Your house could
sink on the ground. Also, there's no proof that Andrew ate dog food. But there's a video, you can find it online, the police, like, walking into the houseboat.
Uh-huh.
And he completely trashed the place. There's, like, Coke cans in the tub and a lot of nonsense.
Okay. How long was he there? Do we know? A couple days?
I feel like maybe a little longer.
Yeah, like a week.
Mm-hmm. And he did shave his head at some point before he killed himself.
Okay. Not
so
into that.
So in the houseboat, when a man, like, enters the houseboat, like, with a gun ready to save the day, that kind of did happen.
Oh.
So a man by the name of Fernando, he's a real guy. He was a 71-year-old caretaker of the houseboat.
Love.
And he discovered that somebody was in there. He had a hunch that it was Andrew.
Smart.
So he went in there, pulled out his gun, and heard a loud sound that sounded like it could be a gunshot.
Okay.
Most likely it was Andrew killing himself. But he obviously freaked out and ran to call the police.
Gotcha. Okay.
I guess afterwards he had a hard time getting his reward money.
Oh.
But he ended up getting, like, more than $50,000.
I mean, good. He deserves it.
Yeah. That hot tip. He actually had a hot tip on, like, the hundreds of people that called.
Well, and it was so interesting, too, the other boat that Andrew had been on, and then there was that woman, and she knew that someone was in the boat, and she left. Like, do you think – are you just at this point, like, the manhunt is so fierce that you – that's just, like, where your brain is going to go? Be like, oh, it's this guy.
I think so.
But, like –
if it's – like, nonstop news coverage, finally.
Yeah.
I think that's what's on your mind.
I just would have assumed he left. Like, why stay in Miami? You know what I mean? Like, that to me doesn't make sense. So mm-hmm. I don't know that I would have had the wherewithal to be like, okay, I'm going to call the police because I think it's this dude. Like, it might just be someone else, but I guess maybe you call the police either way. But
yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
But these were the years of America's Most Wanted.
True.
And I feel like people were more alert
than
we are today mm-hmm. about that stuff.
That's true. I agree.
Mm, I don't know. So, Andrew's suicide.
All right.
So, it seemed a little more tame, I feel like, on the show than what actually happened with the police outside.
Okay.
So, they fired 8 rounds of tear gas.
Whoa.
Shouting at him to come out. And eventually, they, like, stormed in the boat. And Cunanan did kill himself in the bed, like, mm-hmm. exactly on the show. However, there's kind of, like, controversy on whether his gun was in the mouth or if it was, like, up through the chin.
Oh, interesting.
Which I feel like is pretty close. I'm not going to say that's inaccurate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like – I feel like the police tried harder in real life to get him to come out than in the show where it was – pretty tame, and then they just kind of bombarded the house.
Yeah, it did feel – it felt a little anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel the drama as much. Like, it wasn't like they were, you know, right on top of him, and then he shot himself. Like, it's like they weren't even in the house, and he was like, okay, bye. I don't know. It felt,
okay, bye.
It felt very strange.
Marilyn Miglin's return.
Okay.
So she actually did go back to work to the Home Shopping Network 3 weeks after her husband was murdered.
No, Marilyn, no.
Take a break.
Take a break.
I know you're a workaholic, but take a break.
You deserve it.
There's really no proof of the overlap between her working in Tampa and the FBI showing up.
Oh, okay.
I assume it's because we wanted more Judith Light.
Fair.
Give the people what we want.
Mm-hmm. Get that. We want that wig.
At one point, she says, "What can you say about a man you loved passionately for 38 years?" Which is a word-for-word quote that was taken from a press conference with her. But in real life, she was, like, sobbing.
Oh, like
and
a,
it was
much
more
emotional
than
mm-hmm.
the way I think Judith Light gave it, like, a kind of a dead inside
yeah. mm-hmm.
performance.
I think I think that whole performance, particularly in this last episode, is that she knows, right? Like,
yeah.
And everything with the letters, right, where she's like, he never told me, you know, that he paid these people's bills, or he never told me any of these things. Why do you think he didn't tell me? And what she's actually saying is, like, I knew he was gay. Why didn't he tell me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so she's now realizing.
I know some of this is fictionalized, obviously, but I feel like I would watch an entire series about her.
Oh, my gosh. Completely. I'm fascinated by
yeah.
her. But that's what I thought the subtext of all of that was, where it's like she realizes that she lived a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you come to grips with that when you can't address the person, you can't talk about it? Like, you're learning all of this stuff posthumously. Really tricky.
Yeah. Another character that returned, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Schmidt.
So we broke him down earlier,
yes.
maybe second or third episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he wasn't buddy-buddy with Andrew.
Right.
But something I don't think we talked about is in real life, Ronnie had long white hair.
What?
Like platinum blonde white and was super tall and skinny.
Interesting. Interesting choices.
Interesting choices.
Yeah, and I think we're supposed to assume at this point that Ronnie is being sort of riddled by his meth addiction and possibly HIV. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, starting to succumb. All right, can we talk about Modesto?
Mm.
What a dick.
What a dick. But what a great performance
also. Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, I don't even know. I know nothing about this, and I'm so angry. Like, you're an asshole. Like, why are you such an asshole?
Okay, this is, I think, a direct quote from Newsweek.
Okay.
When Orth interviewed the elder Cunanan for Vulgar Favors, he did claim that his son called him and that they discussed the film's rights to his life story.
Why?
But why would they do that?
Why?
How do you have time?
Save it for later.
But investigators only reported one phone call made by the killer after Versace's murder, which they said was to an unnamed associate on the West Coast,
what?
Not to the Philippines, where Modesto was at the time.
But, like, how would they know that? Like, how do they know if he didn't
yeah,
use a payphone or something?
Yeah, check the calls.
Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But that call supposedly was to ask to get a fake passport.
Okay.
So I think he did plan to flee.
Do you think that passport then, in the scenes when he's getting ready to pack, it's like a Philippines passport? Do you think that's
Ooh,
fake?
Possibly.
Because I don't feel like they had dual citizenship, although I guess maybe they could have, but, like, I wonder if that's kind of like a wink to that, being like, mm-hmm. oh, he has this fake passport.
And even though Modesto publicly said all of those things, it was not in a television appearance before his son died and
right.
Andrew didn't watch it. That was for drama.
I just hated all of the, like, Modesto's got all, like, the news clippings and he's clearly, like, tracking it, but, like, for
yeah.
self-serving purposes. I hated that.
Yeah,
I was like, ugh.
It's gross.
Icky.
Meanwhile, Marianne is, like, huddled in a blanket watching all the coverage.
So sad.
Ugh.
Also, though, very impressive that she didn't light that blanket on fire while she was smoking under it.
Smokers know what to do. also, when we did a lot of Modesto coverage, we did not talk about this at all, and I'm very fascinated.
What?
After all of this.
Okay.
He remarried
mm.
and was, like, in Japan doing some stuff, but then he joined a new age cult called Church Universal and Triumphant.
What?
And that's what I want to know more about.
You know we love a good cult. How did
yes.
we not know this until now?
I know. And I feel like it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Although I could believe a character like this running a cult.
Totally. I was just going to say, he seems more like a cult
if
leader.
If he joined a cult, he's higher up in it by now, you know?
Yeah. He's like CEO of that cult. COO.
CEO.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm treasurer
of this cult. What else?
Do we want to talk about
the funeral.
Funeral.
There was some real footage in there.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Naomi, what's up?
Yeah. Princess Di.
Okay,
so
yeah.
According to the Catholic
Sting
Church.
Sting and Trudy, right in the front
yeah.
row. Mm-hmm.
A funeral can only take place before cremation. So
oh.
this was technically not a funeral.
What was it?
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
Versace had been cremated, obviously,
yep.
beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
They used real footage. Yes, Sting. Yes, mm-hmm. Princess Di. Elton John were all there.
Elton John was
Here's
a
what
wreck.
Killed me. Princess Diana died less than 2 months later.
Elton John had a time.
He had the roughest year.
1997.
Because he sang at both funerals.
Ugh. And like, no, I will literally never forget him singing Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana. And, you know, and he's never sung that version of the song ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And just...
Isn't it like one of the best-selling singles of all time,
I think
that version?
Yeah, number one or number two. And then it all went to like her, all the proceeds mm-hmm. went to her charity and stuff. But he's never done it ever again. And oh my goodness. That's insane.
So this made me look up 1997 events.
Uh-huh.
1997 was a year.
What else happened?
I mean, Spice Girls and Hanson were happening. Things were cool, but yep. also terrible. So Princess Diana's funeral. Mother Teresa died a week later.
Wow.
The Hale Bopp Comet happened and the Heaven's Gate mass suicide
happened.
Speaking
of cults.
Biggie died.
Oh my goodness.
So the end of the Tupac Biggie era.
Wow.
Scientists cloned Dolly the sheep.
Dolly. I forgot about Dolly.
Ellen came out.
What?
Titanic happened.
Good Lord. Too much.
It was a year.
Too much.
Also, on the downside, Timothy McVeigh was given the death penalty for the Oklahoma City bombings.
I was just 14, 15, living my life and didn't really
straight up elementary school.
All right, brag about it. Wasn't just considering the magnitude of the events around me.
Oh, no.
But now you look back, and that was also that year that, because Diana's on the cover of Vanity Fair, like
yeah,
in July,
it's
then
iconic.
She dies in August. Ugh, rough. Mario Testino, I believe those are Mario Testino photos. They're beautiful.
Wasn't that magazine in this show?
Yeah. It was at the very beginning. He goes to pick it up. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Amazing.
It's all coming back to me.
All coming back.
What I really want to know, I think this is maybe the last thing I've got for you.
Okay.
I know you're sad.
I am.
Antonio.
Yeah. Did he try and kill himself?
What a precious baby.
No one cared about him. It was so
this
awful.
This also I found fascinating because he spent August of 1997 with Elton John and Elton John's partner, David.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been during Princess Diana's death.
Yeah, because she dies like August 30th. It's like right around Labor Day weekend.
It's like late,
late August. Late August, yeah.
So to be there through that too, Antonio.
And like you're
really
still grieving. Like, oh my goodness. Oh, you obviously knew her as well. Whew,
yeah, and
tough.
So they were staying in France, obviously, because Donatella basically shut him out of the House of Versace.
Yeah, he got straight up, like, kicked out.
Mm-hmm. It was not great. So Gianni really, like, stated in his will he wanted Antonio to have a monthly allowance mm-hmm. and access to the home, and it turned out that everything was owned by the company. So Antonio ended up settling for a lump sum in an apartment.
I mean,
and
okay.
So there are mixed reports on the suicide thing. I looked at four articles, and I really couldn't come up with did he or didn't he.
Uh-huh.
But he did have severe depression after this, obviously.
Understandably.
And never saw a therapist as he was advised to, is what he said. And then what's he up to now? As of last year, he did, a huge interview with The Guardian.
Oh, interesting.
He's living in the Italian countryside with a new partner, and he owns his own line of golf clothing.
Interesting.
Well, staying in that fashion world. So.
Staying in that fashion world. We knew he was athletic because he liked to play tennis mm-hmm. in the opening episode. Really, really tragic and unfortunate. And I think, too, you know, we've talked about this a lot, and Ryan Murphy wanted this show to be about institutionalized homophobia and then really kind of like the trickle-down of all of that, right?
You know,
we talked about it. You can make the argument that maybe the police didn't, you know, pursue Cunanan as aggressively as they should have because he was, you know, possibly gay. Some of his victims were gay. But then you think about just like the rights that people did not have, you know, and it's like they had been partners for 15 years. He like had no right to Versace's body. He had no right to like any of his money, regardless of whether or not it was in the will. And like Donatella could have fought that too. You know, say the houses weren't owned by, you know, the company because they weren't married. They didn't have the right to get married. Like, she could have been like, this is garbage. Like, you know, you could fight that statement. And it's just, it's so sad. But then you also realize, like, that we have come a long way in, you know, 20 years. But there's obviously, like, still much farther to go. But I did think they did a good job of really kind of pretty subtly hitting all of those points without being too heavy-handed, but right. really making you understand, like, the things were very different.
I agree. And I think we did maybe shit on the show a little, a lot, maybe through the second half. Uh-huh. But I really did like it.
I did like it, too. It slowed. I'm just going to say it. I didn't need 9 episodes. I needed 7. That's it. Could have done it in 7, guys.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I liked the story. I liked learning a lot more about Andrew Cunanan.
Just everyone in general. The whole 1997.
Completely. And just, like, understanding how it's all pieced together, because I was quite young when the story, you know, actually happened. And, again, brilliantly written, visually beautiful, excellently cast.
Yeah.
Amazing star-making performance. You could say
Darren Criss is a star now.
Completely. Same thing with Sarah Paulson. Like, yes, she had been in the Ryan Murphy universe, but, like, when she played Marcia Clark, breakout. Like, yeah. She's a star.
But unfortunately, I don't feel like enough people are watching this season yeah. in comparison to OJ. I hope, like, it's kind of gain a cult following or something after yeah. this, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people are going to be talking about Darren Criss's performance
right.
for the next year
I
when
agree.
Award season finally comes.
Right.
I think, I don't know.
I wonder, though, too, if it's, like, the O.J., like, of course more people watch O.J. because the O.J. trial, like, took over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We were even talking about it last night. Like, it still comes up. It's still relevant. And it's just this story wasn't as all-encompassing or, you know, sort of obsession-worthy.
It wasn't nationally televised for an entire year.
Of course.
Either.
Yeah. And it's like he killed himself. Like, you didn't have
yeah.
the trial. You didn't have all of the sort of cultural.
You have no answers.
Exactly.
You can't make a judgment based on what you saw
right.
in the court footage.
And again, maybe people were like, this is a bunch of gay dudes. I don't
yeah.
care. I'm not interested. Very tragic, like, that you would get sort of reduced down to, like, one thing about yourself. But Darren Criss's performance, like, saved it for me
yeah.
for the whole show. Just, like, totally amazing.
I mean, he was the show.
Was the show.
Sure, and we could say, like, it's also Gianni and Donatella and just how beautiful everything was, but no.
No.
It was Darren Criss.
Completely. And it's, like, even in this last episode, he really interacted with no one. Like, he had no scene
yeah.
partners. Like, the whole episode is basically him alone, with the exception of him, like, talking to the dude, getting directions. Like, that was pretty much it. And then crying on the phone with his dad, who's not even in front of you.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is actually really, really hard to do. And I thought he did an amazing job.
Yeah. So obviously, who reigns supreme this episode?
Andrew. There's no way you can vote for
yeah.
anyone else.
He was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he killed himself.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to face any punishment. You know?
I hate that, by the
hate
way.
Hate it, too.
Hate it. All right. So I think that's it for American Crime Story.
Whew,
the assassination.
Kind of exhausted.
I know. I mean, we waited for it for so long. We were pumped. And now it's over. And I think we're going to take a little bit of a break. 911 is also wrapped up for its season.
Pose is coming at some point.
I think it'll come in the summer.
And by then, maybe we'll know what other shows are coming out.
Yeah, what's happening with Feud, what's happening with Crime Story, with Katrina, we shall know. But guys, if you've loved these episodes, we would love if you left us a review on iTunes. Helps other people find the show, gives us warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
Also, if you miss us, you can, you know, tweet at us at people, PPL, versus Ryan Murphy.
And if you really miss us, we do another podcast called Fangirl Fridays, a little different.
A little different tone.
A little more nostalgia-based.
Yeah.
But if you like talking about sitcoms and stuff, come over.
Come on over. So until next time, guys.
Bye. The People vs. Ryan Murphy is brought to you by TV Time. Download the TV Time app to track your favorite shows and join the conversation. And be sure to follow us at Natalie Burris and Maren Zabrowski.